Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, do you want to just start this off the right way? Because, you know, nobody understands our freedoms more than those that actually fought for them. Right. And by the way, if you want to take it a step further than that, nobody understands war more than those that are dead. Right. And the sad fact of the matter is, as many of those people are 6 feet under the ground, giving us the freedoms that we have today. A lot of those people are from the older generation. A lot of that second generation. A war, should I say, not the World War One veterans, but the Second World War veterans. A lot of those guys are dying off now. But that generation still understands the price paid for our freedoms. What are you talking about? I want to bring you over to an elderly woman who was basically confronted by an useful idiot that had a mask on. And this woman was going to have none of it. And they were on a train, I believe, is what it looks like to me. And in the process, it didn't seem like it fared very well for the person that opened their mouth when she probably shouldn't have opened her mouth, to say the least. And I kid you, negative friends. I you know what, Bradley? Just do everybody a favor. Just don't say anything right now, and just go ahead and play this out so everybody can see exactly
you
what
need
it is
a
that you're
severe
talking about.
Loss. You need a severe lifestyle.
All I said is you need to calm
you
down.
Need to get the out of my face and leave me alone, because you are all nothing but the lowest form of military that ever existed.
In ever.
You need to get out of your.
Did you see this? I mean, is that woman got a serious problem, friends? I don't know, but it seems like she seems to understand more than we understand. And what could it be other than the fact that she understands the second generation and the people that actually paid the price, again, for the freedoms in which we have? Because she's got a hold of it, does she not? Yes, she does. She really does have a hold of it. And right now, as you can see on social media platforms, again, do forgive me. I don't know what's going on with this. Please just hold up with me. We'll get it fixed. But folks, what we're going to be talking about is witchcraft meets rebellion and pedophilia. And if I could get some help over here, I'd greatly appreciate it. Folks, I'm going to give you the lowdown. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go ahead and check out those websites. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. You will find that there is social media platforms there. Again, subscribe to the page. When you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, also go to the top of the page. And when you go there, you will see solradio.com, solradio.com. Subscribe to that page. If you're on Facebook right now, we're on a lot of social media platforms, but in particular Facebook, go over there and use that platform against itself. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the top, solradiolive.com, and subscribe to that page. Subscribe to that page, and you will find the Rumble link there. And we're seeing that growing exponentially, and we thank you for that. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and you'll see us on the top left side of that page, beforeitsnews.com again, on the top left side of that page. And if you want to call in at any time, you can do that as well, 1-866-582-9933. Don't know what happened. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6, and the list goes on. Acts 4:12, there's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name, in fact, is Jesus Christ. So we wanted to make sure everybody understood that. Again, what we're going to be talking about in just a couple of minutes here, friends, is that of rebellion, which, by the way, is witchcraft. It's the sin. Rebellion is the sin of witchcraft, and that's exactly what we're going to be talking about. But it's interesting how they're correlating rebellion in witchcraft and in commercials now, and they're using little kids to advocate pedophilia. Now, what's that all about? I don't know. I can't tell you the whole gist of it, but the correlation between witchcraft and pedophilia is second to none. When I come back on the other side of this break, which I got in about 2 minutes here, and I'm just trying to get a little time here because we're fixing this little technical issue so I can play these videos for you again, it's something that is so unthinkable. That after I watched this video, it was sent over to me from an overseer from a church in Rapid City, South Dakota yesterday. And as I watched the video, I was so offended that I instantly contacted a national attorney. And I said, when is it that you guys are you going to use me to lead this up and bring it to them? And I sent the video over to them, and believe it or not, it came back to me from the attorney that said that this is free speech. This is free speech. I said, no, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. And then I said back, is it free speech when a little 11-year-old boy is used up to dress up as a woman, as a transvestite in New York, and to go dance before men in a sodomite bar receiving tips? Is that free speech too? And I never heard anything. I never heard anybody taking the proper steps in lawfully dealing with those people that were advocating pedophilia in that bar. And do you remember when the mainstream media was using this little boy, friends? Do you know that this is a felony? Do you know that this is a crime in America? Why, America, have you given a green light to what God clearly condemns? I need to know. Because what you're doing by tolerating this is you are giving them the green light. They are encouraged to do what? Well, again, when I come back on the other side, I'm going to show you the video so you can see for yourself. If you're in one of the 154 cities listening to us nationwide, thank you very much. I'm going to also do my best to narrate it as the visuals to what you will hear on the commercial. But I'm going to get back to that right in just a couple of moments here, folks. And I'm here to tell you, folks, it is highly offensive. But again, why are we not taking it to these people that are daring the justice of God? Remember, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. And you're asking and you're daring the justice of God by allowing this to go on, friends. Really, sincerely. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Okay, so you know what? I want to get to it today. And one of the things that we realize over here is we're trying to dump a lot of information on people and making them aware of what's going on in this country. We're kind of the cleanup over here, friends. And what happens is there's so many things that are left unsaid concerning what the American people need to see and hear, concerning the severity of the times, that we just pick it up and we say, no, this is what they didn't want to show you. Here it is again, okay? So let me just bring you over to this commercial. I highlighted it yesterday, and I'm gonna bring it about right now again. And I'm telling you right now, just so you know, it's highly offensive. And you want to see the correlation between witchcraft and pedophilia? Here it is. And it's keep in mind, this is against the law in the United States of America. And I want to tell you why. Because we're established on common law. Who gave common law, friends? The Mosaic Institution. So therefore, God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, gave that law. I want to premise this and predicate this upon something before I show you this video concerning scripture real quick. It tells us in Exodus 22, it says that you shall not afflict any fatherless child. Okay, if you look at the CPS, you look at the foster home care systems, so, or foster care home systems, and so on and so forth across the country. What we're finding, and the State Department told us, John McAfee, before he was killed in Italy, that in fact they're the ones that are child trafficking throughout the United States of America. Okay, and we've known this for a long time. And as a matter of fact, don't forget about Conspiracy of Silence. Check out that documentary. It's insanity, friends. But this is exactly why you see your said representatives, friends, always continuously working against you. It's because they're working against themselves. They're self-condemned. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience, and that's exactly what they are. They're extorted men. Why? Because of what they're guilty of. Check out Conspiracy of Silence. And I want you to bring about the correlation here, because what you're starting to see, friends, is what they're doing behind closed doors. They're trying to normalize it in the face of the world. They want to get us to accept it, too. And we already know what they're guilty of because this is the fruit of what they're guilty of. And it's interesting to note that what Scripture tells us, that if you afflict one of these children, the Lord says, if thou afflict them in any wise, and they cry out at all unto me, he said, I will surely hear their cry. Exodus 22:22-24. And he said, and my wrath shall wax hot, and I will, okay? I'm not going to send anybody to do it. I will kill you with the sword. I will kill you with the sword. Now, again, as what I said during the first segment, friends, I called an attorney after I watched this video, and he told me this was free speech. You go ahead and tell me what your thoughts are, friends, because this doesn't jive with free speech in any sense of the word at all.
Seem to think you do.
What's your favorite color?
Black.
Other than black?
Oh, charcoal?
Notice the little boy's dressed up in a princess outfit.
It's not Halloween yet.
Can I help you?
Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
Do you want to find out?
You buckled?
I'm still wearing my princess dress.
Do you want to wear it?
Little boy. They're telling you what they're doing behind closed doors, friends.
Princess!
So the little boy's now calling the little boy dressed up as a girl princess.
Something like this makes me feel good.
Is that your nanny? She looks weird. You look weird. Your nanny looks weird. You guys are both weird.
No, we're just different.
What is the word dressing?
Interesting. Happy Halloween from Twix. You know, I'm watching social media platforms right now. Witches are bad. No. The Bible tells us in Exodus 22, verse 18, thou shalt not suffer or allow a witch to live. See, that's how you've been desensitized. They're bad. They're just bad. No. It's not that they're bad. Folks, they're trying to normalize Satanism in this country. But then again, this is the country that's allowed them to slaughter 62 million babies, putting them in the arms of Molech as their sacrifice to a false god. Which, might I add, you can rest assured, for every drop of innocent blood that's been shed, America will pay. There will be recompense from heaven. God is not a man that he should lie. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he who sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. And he who sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Now, this isn't how you reap to or sow to the Spirit and reap from the Spirit, friends. No, this is sowing to the flesh, and that's exactly what these people are doing. Now, I want to bring this about because I want you to understand what exactly and how far this goes. Because, again, I don't think people quite understand how far this goes. Did you know that there was 87 politicians that have been exposed for their crimes against children? See, what they're doing is they're actually showing, they're opening the window to who they are and what it is that they're responsible for. So what I want to do is I want you to see this for yourself as to what, in fact, your politicians are responsible for. So you ready for this? I hope you are. Let's go. Well, you were being distracted again by the mainstream media. 87 politicians were being exposed for their horrific crimes against children. Americans, the list that I'm about to reveal should come as no surprise as to what is taking place in your country today. It explains why we have seen that our said representatives are continuously bearing forth corrupt fruit. For decades, we have known of this corruption, and now it is all coming to the light. Friends, for the record, a corrupt tree is not going to bring forth good fruit. It is, without a doubt, going to bring forth corrupt fruit. Scripture is clear. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and is cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. No matter how many different ways or methods these people try to put themselves up as the righteous, the Lord will and is bringing into the light as to who they really are. Now, before we get into this list, let me remind you that these are the same criminal politicians that have advocated sodomy, homosexuality, pedophilia, even trying to sell pornography to the American people as free speech. We have, in part, 87 politicians, corrupt politicians, might I add, that have been exposed for their crimes against children. Illinois State Representative Keith Farnham resigned and was charged with possession of child pornography and has been accused of bragging at an online site about sexually molesting a six-year-old girl. A spokesperson for the Arkansas Party, Harold Moody Jr., was charged with distribution and possession of child pornography. Radnor Township Board of Commissioners member Philip Ayer resigned from his position after being charged with the possession of child pornography.
Wow.
And abusing children.
You starting to understand, America, why this is happening through corporate America today? Because the politicians are trying to protect themselves.
Charles Wade was arrested and charged with human trafficking and underage prostitution.
Wow.
Texas attorney and activist Mark Benavides was charged with having sex with a minor, inducing a child to have sex, and compelling prostitution of at least 9 legal clients and possession of child pornography.
That's crazy.
He was found guilty on 6 counts of sex trafficking.
Wow.
All in your government,
former
friends.
Mayor
of Stillwater, New York, Rick Nelson, pleaded guilty to 5 counts of possession of child pornography of children less than 16 years of age.
Who's advocating this pedophilia,
former
friends?
Former mayor of
Witchcraft?
Ohio, Richard Keenan, was given a life sentence in jail for raping a 4-year-old girl.
All of those that supposedly represent the people.
Nebraska, Dwayne L.
These are all former representatives.
Charged with 4 counts of felony third-degree sexual assault of a child.
Okay, so folks, what I'm doing right now is showing you those in politics that are responsible for advocating pedophilia because they're guilty of pedophilia. And now this is what you're seeing through fascist corporate America today, giving out commercials, making the correlation between witchcraft and pedophilia. I'm just beginning. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden continuing his overseas trip, the president meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron, the two discussing the relationship between the United States and France regarding a controversial United States-Australia submarine deal earlier this summer.
What happened was, to use the English phrase, was clumsy. I was under the impression that France had been formed long before.
Biden also throwing Australia under the bus by saying, I had been under the impression long before that France had been informed. Inflation's hitting a number that's not been seen since 1991. The Commerce Department saying the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index rose 0.3% in September. And you're listening to USA Radio News. It could take weeks to determine the cause of Brian Laundrie's death. From the USA Radio News Cape Cod Bureau, Chris Barnes explains.
It could be several weeks before the manner and cause of death is known when it comes to Brian Laundrie, Gabrielle Petito's fiancée. An autopsy on the remains of Laundrie were inconclusive, but the results of another examination by an anthropologist are still pending. Partial skeletal remains were found and identified as those of Laundrie's, found last week in a swampy section of southeast Florida where he was known to have been camping at the time.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is expected to turn himself into authorities next month. Back in August, a Democrat stepped down after multiple women accused him of sexual harassment. He's now facing a misdemeanor sex charge of forcibly touching a woman. Cuomo's expected to turn himself into the Albany County Sheriff's Office on November 17th. USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Want to hear from you. This isn't offensive. I don't know what is. This is not free speech. This is a felony. And it's interesting. These people get in prison, and once they get there, you know, they get a little slap on the hand from the soft judge who produces hardened criminals. Because after all, they're the same system that has taught them, in fact, three strikes and you're out. Well, guess what happens when they get in jail? The other criminals will not tolerate them. In fact, they'll kill them. But what I'm highlighting right now is 87 politicians and others that have been exposed for their crimes against children. And what am I doing? I'm predicating it off of the fact that Twix just did a commercial endorsing a little boy dressing in a princess's outfit. And, of course, she has the witch watching over him. This is confusion by design. Read Daniel 9:7 when you get a moment. I'm going to get back to this video in just a moment. But before I do that, I'm going to take Jeremy from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hello, Mr. Dean. Thank you. And thank you very much for this show. I really appreciate it.
Of course.
I believe, if I remember correctly, yesterday you had mentioned that transgenderism correlates with witchcraft. And the reason why that is because transgenderism correlates with transhumanism, which really is a form of witchcraft when you think about it, because it's the idea of humans possessing godlike power. And what's represented by this video, so the nanny witch who's all dressed in black, she represents, of course, satanic power and influence, but also represents the death to the old idea of humanity, which is regarded as the old idea of humanity, that being humans or man created in the image of God, and the young boy in his youthful attribute, he represents the the idea of recreating humanity in the image and likeness of humanity. And also the Nanny Witch, which she represents as well, is the is that satanic in power and influence, protecting and nurturing and guiding this new effort to produce this new version of humanity.
Yes, great point. And I hear scripture when you are talking, Jeremy. Isn't it interesting that Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me. He said also, concerning children, that they are the model of heaven. And who would want to try to destroy the innocent children more than Satan himself, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy? And again, I want to remind people that when you look at scripture, nowhere can you find in scripture, nowhere, any of the children of Israel ever being found guilty of laying for the children. You can't even find it in Scripture. The Scripture that I did mention in Exodus 22, 22 through 24, and Luke 17, 2, are as close as we get. Why didn't they go there? Because it was unthinkable. It's also interesting to notice you're speaking, Jeremy. I'm also playing the video on social media platforms. And in what's interesting to note is the witch, the Satanist, is looking out for the child. It's a mockery of Christianity. It's a mockery of Christ, because this is what Satan does. Yeah, this is all he can do, and it's all he's ever done before. But I want to make clear that everybody understands in this country that which is going on is it's completely illegal every step of the way. I don't care what any attorney says when he says this is freedom of speech. Baloney. Hey, you know what? Go ahead and try that to some of the children of the parents that I know. You can go ahead and cry out all you want, freedom of speech, but you ain't going to be able to have a chance or an opportunity to ever speak again, because you, my friend, are not going to meet the police, and you, my friend, are not going to meet the judge if that's the case. And I'm calling you my friend in the sense of I am a preacher. I know that the Lord has said that he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but you know what? I can't make a choice for you. The message to me, from me to you, is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and if not, then you forsake his mercy. You will meet his wrath, period, in this life and in the next, if that's the case, if that's where you want to go. Jeremy, I will give you the last word, my friend.
Yes, thank you. Quickly, the transgender agenda is an intrinsic component in the transhumanist agenda. By throwing off the idea, by defying the idea that we are divinely created in his image with, you know, with our, we are divinely created in his image as man and woman. And this is saying the transgender and transhumanist idea is saying we are throwing off that idea. We are creating ourselves in our own image, according to our own, own likeness.
We'll it's idolatry.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, it's basically perverting what God has plainly created, and we see this all across the boards. And it's interesting how the people won't accept it in the sense of having it within their homes, but they'll allow it out there publicly. Well, isn't it interesting how these people that are coming out of the closet, they want to spew their vomit all over everybody else? And the fact of the matter, again, is the American people need to understand that our laws stand against even the act of sodomy, let alone how far it's gone today, friends, because this kind of behavior is unacceptable every step of the way. Every step of the way. Thank you for your comments, Jeremy. Boy, and I don't mean to be in a rush, but I want to get back to this video in just a moment. We also got Joni calling in from Georgia. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Joni?
Okay, what I say is any attorney who can sit there and say that a corporation has a right to mm-hmm. free speech, or that is like free speech, they need to go back to school, and they need to study their constitution. Rights come from God. They
That's
don't
right.
come from the government. They don't come from anywhere else. And I don't see God giving any corporation any type of rights. Corporations
Amen.
Get privileges only, and they're only the privileges that we, the people, the government, give them.
That's
not
right.
Not what comes out of Congress, not what comes from the president. I don't care what anybody says.
You're listening, huh, Joni? Amen.
I love you. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
You know, you and Tim, I tell you what, let me tell you, I have learned more about the Bible, I have learned more about God, and I have learned more about all of this going on from you two than anywhere else. If anyone has really fired up my faith and renewed my faith, it has been you and Tim.
Amen.
You're truthful, and I'm going to tell you, you just cannot beat Sons of Liberty Media in the morning, in the afternoon. You just Thank can't.
You. Thank you, ma'am. I totally appreciate it. Big hug to Joni. We totally appreciate that. That was totally unsolicited. And I'm telling you what, friends, every once in a while you hear that, especially when it was anointed the way that it just was. That was a big hug from the Holy Ghost to me and Tim, and we totally appreciate that. Believe me, in so many different ways. I want to get back to this because Joni was exactly right. I don't care what an attorney has to say. God gave us a right, our rights, our God-given rights. And nobody has a right to act this out using our children on their stage of witchcraft. And we can all see what this is leading to if we don't put a stop to it. And we deserve what we get if we don't put a stop to it. Prevention is better than cure. That's why I suggest that you get a hold of the heart of God and understand that he's known by the judgments that he executes. That's what makes him good in establishing judgment and righteousness within the gate. Isaiah 51 verse 4, Amos 5:15. Now, what I want to do is I want to get back over to this, and I want you to check out some more of these politicians because we're not going to let them off the hook. And I want you to see, friends, the guilty party. I want you to see who is advocating what God clearly condemns. I want you to understand who the responsible party is, just so you don't think it's way out there. I want you to understand why your said politicians don't stand against this, but rather open the door to the wolves so they can devour the little kids. Because they're guilty of the crimes. Just so you know. Here's Dwayne L. Shute. He's another guilty one. Filed abuse. Former mayor of Dawson, Georgia, Christopher Wright, was indicted on the charges of aggravated child molestation, aggravated sodomy, rape, child molestation, and statutory rape of an 11-year-old boy and a 12-year-old girl. Party leader for Victoria County, Texas, Stephen Jabor, pleaded guilty to possession and receiving over 500,000 child pornographic images. All your representatives, activist and fundraiser Terrence Bean, was arrested on charges of sodomy and sex
Donald Trump's
in a
guy.
Case involving a 15-year-old boy, and when the alleged victim declined to testify, the judge dismissed the case. Andrew Douglas Reed pleaded guilty to multiple counts of second-degree sexual exploitation of a minor for producing child pornography. Folks, I can go on. To Senator Barbara Boxer, Jeff Rosato pleaded guilty to charges of trading in child pornography. These are the ones that are zeroing in on your children. Jersey State Assemblyman Neil Cohen was convicted of possession and distribution.
You want to put a stop to it? This is where it's coming from. It's not the people, friends.
Tim Nolan, chairman of Donald Trump's presidential campaign in Kentucky, pled guilty to child sex trafficking, and on February 11th, 2018, he was then sentenced to serve 20 years in prison. Senator Ralph Shorty was indicted on 4 counts of human trafficking and child pornography.
You see who is advocating all this?
Policy friends.
In exchange for the dropping of the other charges.
Is zeroing in on your children?
The said representatives.
This is where it's coming from.
Howard Scott Heldreth is a convicted child rapist in Florida.
Judge Mark Pazahanic pleaded no contest for fondling a 10-year-old girl and was sentenced to 10 years probation.
This is why you're not getting justice, friends.
Legislator Edison Misla
it goes
was sentenced
on
to 10 years in prison for raping his daughter between the ages of 9 and 17 years old. Where's it coming from? Mayor Philip Gordano is serving a 37-year sentence in federal prison for sexually abusing 8 and 10-year-old girls. Senator Strom Thurmond, a notable racist, had sex with a 15-year-old black girl, which produced a child. Anti-gay activist
the other
Robert Ballman was charged with having sex with a 16-year-old boy that he picked up at a gay bar.
Yep.
Committee Chairman Jeffrey Patty was arrested for distributing a video clip of a 5-year-old girl being raped.
See, folks, I could keep going on here.
Stephen White, who demanded a return to traditional values, was sentenced to jail after $20 to a 14-year-old boy for permission to... So, folks, we're going to come right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, showing you directly where as to this is falling from, friends, the guilty. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Barr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, social media platforms, subscribe to the page. When you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, 10 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media, John 8:44, consider the source. Also go to the top of the page, SOL Radio Live. Subscribe to Rumble Live Feed. We're rebuilding. With that said, friends, also up on the top left side of beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com on the left side. I wanted to show you this because what I'm doing right now is highlighting the Twix commercial showing a little boy dressed up as a princess being protected by a witch. Okay? All this contradicts. It runs antithetical to American law, just so you know. On social media platforms right now, I'm also highlighting a picture of Baphomet. And notice the two little kids looking up at this satanic image right next to a pentagram. I believe this is in Michigan. I can stand corrected. But I believe that this is in Michigan. They're trying to normalize this activity. But it's been happening in this country for a long time. Folks, they've been killing a lot of kids. And it's been through corruption in your government. And why is it coming through corruption in your government? Because what I've been doing over the last two segments, friends, is highlighting the fact that it's your politicians that have been exposed for crimes against children. Even going back to Watergate, let me educate you. Especially those that think they know what Watergate was all about. Oh, Tim Brown just said Oklahoma, I believe. Oklahoma. That Baphomet statue is placed where the two children are looking up at him. Yeah, okay. Well, we can stand corrected on that, but what matters is it's out there, okay, and it needs to be put away. And so do those that are advocating lawlessness in this country. We are a nation of laws, an empire of laws, John Adams said, not lawlessness. And if you want to go ahead and throw off your God, Psalm 9:16-17, you can rest assured your country's going to turn into hell, and that's exactly where they want to bring it. At least they think, folks, they're just playing with fire. They don't realize they're going to get burned at the end of the day. Okay, this is what they do. But I want to go back to this and highlight the fact that when Watergate came out back in the 70s, remember under that of criminal Richard Nixon, man, he had a filthy mouth, folks. He had a rotten mouth. Everything that came out of his mouth was a curse word towards God. But what's interesting to note is everybody thought Watergate was a party basically spying on another party. Well, that's not what it was. That was the distraction by the mainstream media to cover up the pedophile ring concerning your said representatives. Then we had the conspiracy of silence where we had Boys Town back in the late 1980s, where we found out that the Bush administration was, in fact, as a matter of fact, George Bush Sr., they called him Evil Poppy. Whistleblowers from the FBI and the CIA said he was the evilest man alive. He was a child trafficker, he was a pedophile, and I'm sure it went much more, a lot more deeper than that in the sense of his crimes towards those children. But we also know that he liked black boys. That was his preference. But they were exposed back in the 80s through Boys Town, stealing kids from an orphanage in Nebraska, and then basically using them in pedophile rings concerning politicians, and they were being filmed to be extorted. And we also know that the DOD, the Defense Department of the United States of America under Brian Bender, Boston Globe about 10, 11, 12 years ago now, exposed an ICE investigation where they found that 5,000 members in the Pentagon were downloading child pornography. So if you want to understand what's going on here, why you're not getting justice, you're only getting injustice, well, look who's advocating the crimes. Here, let me show you this. This is brand new. Just found this. I get so much information coming in that you need to see it for yourselves. But the Beltway just reported another said representative. By the way, it's not just the Democrats, unconstitutional. If you pull the curtain back on those that call themselves the Republicans, friends, they're worse. If you do a search on who's worse, you're going to find out that the Republicans are worse. Why? Because they're better at lying to the American people. Okay? But another representative of the people, chair guilty of sex crimes. I want you to listen to this. A former North Carolina county chairman pleaded guilty to charges that he committed sex crimes against a young boy. They love boys. Daniel Ray Green, 67, was sentenced to 2 years in prison after pleading guilty to a felony charge of taking liberty with an underage boy. One charge of contributing to the delinquency of a minor, one charge of providing wine, liquor, and or malt beverage to a minor to get him drunk, inebriated, right? So he could have his way with them. And then one charge of disseminating obscene material to a minor, okay? It's just so over the top. Folks, what are they trying to normalize? That's what you need to pay attention to. What are they trying to normalize? They're trying to normalize pedophilia. Why? Because they're guilty of the crime. 1-866-582-9933. I want to go over to a couple other organizations so you understand why they're trying to normalize this. David Watkins, a former Boy Scout leader, he was charged with sodomizing a boy under 13 years of age in his troop. In 2005, the man that ran the program, Douglas Smith Jr., was sentenced to 8 years in a federal prison for trafficking in child pornography on the Internet. I'm not making this up. I also had Scout leader Brett Taylor was charged with more than 30 counts of child molestation and exploitation. He's also suspected of molesting at least 10 boys from ages 6 to 9 years old. Scout leader Peter Robert Stabal II was sentenced to 21 years for sexually abusing 4 scouts from 2003 to 2008 and possessing child pornography. I want to stop right there because when I highlight these crimes of the guilty party, I get those in in the sodomite lobby that are saying that they're accusing me of what they're guilty of. I want to let you know why I'm doing this. Because I was one of those little boys. Okay? I want everybody to understand that I was one of those boys. Not to the extreme. Me and my brother, because we didn't have a dad around, there was something called Big Brothers of America. And what they do is they basically allegedly vet people that want to play your big brother in place of the fact that you don't have a dad around. They want to come in and kind of age you up and help train you up on the side of the mother. Well, what happened is my brother had a big brother, and I had a big brother. My big brother, which happened to be a godly man who sowed seeds into my life at a very young age, and I praise God for him. But my brother's big brother was a sodomite, and he made advances continuously against me. I don't know that he ever did it with my brother. I was the little brother. And we made it known to my mom, and when we told our mom this, that's when we found out what he was doing is completely illegal. Okay? My mom called him up and said, "You're a homosexual. You can go to jail for a long time." And the fact of the matter is, I want people to understand, especially these little guys, that I was those little guys, and I understand what it's like to be those little guys, and I'm not putting up for any of this. And I mean what I say when it comes to this, because I know what it feels like when this kind of stuff is being pushed on you and nobody's there to defend you. Does everybody remember, going back to the Boy Scouts, I just wanted to make clear so everybody understood why it is I'm so adamant about what's going on here. I got a question for the American people. Why are you not adamant about protecting your little kids? And you could say, well, they're not my little kids. Oh, yes, they are. We are our brother's keeper before the Lord. We better get our game on and start protecting each other and quit allowing the stuff. Folks, you got a government right now accusing parents of being domestic terrorists for protecting them, their kids from school boards that are attempting to groom them as they're illegally teaching them child pornography. It's not enough that they resign. It's enough that every single one of them is prosecuted. Every one of them is prosecuted. Okay? Settles out. I'm doing live radio. I want to hit this point before we finish this up. Did you know, and I did a piece on this when it came out, before Boy Scouts of America opened their doors to sodomites, I told them the minute you open them up, you are allowing those kids, those Boy Scouts, to be made a prey for those that are laying for those kids. No, Bradley, you're a hater, you're a bigot, you're this, that, and the other thing. You can call me whatever you want to call me. You're a fool for your pains. I know who you are. I know what you mean to do. And I know who your daddy is. Okay, and I also know who my daddy is. And my daddy don't put up with what your daddy puts up with in Jesus' name, period. And I want you to understand this first and foremost, listeners. Did you know that there was over 850, 5 years later, by the way, instantaneously, when they let the sodomites into the Boy Scouts, 55% of the Boy Scouts completely quit. They're not going to have a part of it. But did you know that there was over 84,000 reported sexual abuse cases since they opened up the doors to the homosexuals? $850 million were given to those boys. At no point in any of these articles did anybody call for justice concerning those that were guilty of committing the crimes. There's something wrong with this country. Love you by what we'll do.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.